Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The best hour of Sherrilyn Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier. Steve Serta is playing this game to the T, producing this bad boy. Thank you for those headed to lunch right now. A beautiful day. If you're heading to Rye on the Plaza, tell them Vern sent you. And get the wings and the hush puppies.
I had those hush puppies on Valentine's Day.
Oh, come on now. Talk about it.
I always get them because I know we won't have to split them evenly with Katie. I'll get an extra one and a half.
Yeah. And those of you who missed Terry Tate, office linebacker, allegedly he is coming back. For you all joining us, appreciate you again joining us in here, 12 o'clock hour. I want to go here. The Chiefs need to go ahead and just get rid of Eric Berry because this is how they're treating him, right? They're treating him like someone who they are planning to get rid of. They're not treating him as someone who is the leader in the locker room, the clear voice on the defense, the clear voice in the locker room, the guy that every player respects, the guy that Tarvarius Ward says, I just feel much more comfortable when 2-9 is out there. The voice, the heart and soul of this football team, no matter what the fans think. There are fans who have turned on Eric Berry, who believe he's soft, he's a punk, he's a pansy, he needs to go on. No, whatever that is, the organization is treating him like someone who is going to be off the team. And I think if you're treating him this way, you need to go ahead and do it. Because the way you're treating him, it feels like to me, since last year, since last football season, Vern, that they have not done their best. Hell, I don't think they've done anywhere close to their best to putting him and painting him in a good light. I think they have helped the theory and the thought process that he is a pansy from some people in the fan base. I think they have helped the thought of him being soft. Now, he made the comment of him not feeling it in his spirit. That was something that a lot of people had issues with. It's fine. But I don't think the Chiefs have done things to help. Because to me, right now, if this guy's going to be the heart and soul of your defense, a major player on your defense, we would know right off the top after the season ended, all right, guys, we understand, fans, how much of an issue this was last year with Eric Berry. We're going to come out, not going to fool around, not have people thinking, like, what the hell's going on with Eric? We're going to talk about when he's going to have surgery. Hell, your corner, Kendall Fuller's already had surgery. We're going to know about what the rehab, what the time frame he'll be back in. We would hear all those things about a player that you believe is as important as we've all thought Eric Berry was to this team. So everything you're doing screams to us, says he's not going to be on this team next year. So go ahead, just make it happen. Because with the way you're treating him, in my opinion, making it him look, you've helped make him be placed in a bad light with the people around this city. To me, to bring him back, he's not even had a conversation with the defensive coordinator. Like, Steve Spagnuolo, he's not even had a conversation with him.
Spagnuolo was asked yesterday in his teleconference about Eric Berry, the health concerns, and what he expects from him moving forward.
Yeah, I know. Look at Rick Burkholder will handle that with Andy. I'm not up to snuff on the injury situation, but I've always had a great deal of respect for Eric ever since he was drafted. I have not had a chance to speak with him, but look, he's a talented football player, and we all know you got to be healthy, so I'm sure he's working on that right now.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Like that those two haven't had a conversation, which like that's got to be one of the first players you talk to. Is the leader of your defense. Like Eric Berry, as I've said before, was He is like a Ray Lewis to this football team. He has been the overall voice, the number one leader, one of the best leaders I've ever seen in this city. And your coordinator hadn't had a conversation with him.
I just think they believe he's done.
Or that. Or he's done. That he, like, to me, if he's on this football team next year, I feel like they've done an awful job in presenting him to the fan base.
Since the season ended, Joe, we've talked about this Chiefs team in a way that we need to have different expectations. We can no longer worry about what other teams are doing. You're the big dog in the AFC. Everyone else is trying to chase you. The fan base, the media in this city, we've all looked at 2019 as if it is going to be the biggest year, the most anticipated season in Chiefs franchise history. Offensively, leader set. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, we are good. The issue was, in 2018, was the defense. You bring in Steve Spagnuolo, and we all can agree, even though the fact that, yes, a lot of people in the media and a lot of fans are done with Eric Berry, they wouldn't bat an eye if they cut him right now. I really don't believe that many Chiefs fans would care. I think they would actually applaud if the team made a decision to cut Eric Berry after June 1st, before June 1st, whenever. But within that locker room, Eric Berry still means a lot. He is still the loudest voice or the biggest voice on the defensive side of the ball. We've heard from players and coaches alike. There's a lot of respect. We heard Spag say there's a lot of respect for Eric Berry. So if we look at 2019 as if it is the most anticipated season ever and it's truly Super Bowl or bust, the defensive coordinator should not only have reached out to Eric Berry, in my opinion, and say, hey, here's what I'm expecting. Here's the tone I need you to set. Here's the message. Here are the talking points. Here's what I need from you. I'm going to be relying on you heavily in 2019. Not only should that have happened, but if this guy is the key cog to that defense and is respected by the organization in the same way he's respected in that locker room, the plan should have been in place to get the Achilles, to get the heel fixed already.
It'd be in everybody's best interest.
To drag this out leads me to believe that they think, oh, this guy's just done. We don't care about what he's doing in 2019 because in 2019 he won't be a part of the Kansas City Chiefs. They're just not treating him, talking about him, or even acknowledging what he's done in the past. They're not treating him like he's going to be an integral part of 2019. And if he's a part of 2019, he immediately becomes an integral part. So to me, I believe they think he's done.
Yes.
This guy can't play.
And that, and because all the signs, as you just pointed out, as we point out, all the signs say that this is a guy that's not going to be on the team. And to me, the only sign that doesn't is, well, it's going to be a $15 million cap hit. And they may be split over 2 years, but it is going to be a $15 million cap hit, which is a thing that screeches and it is a halt. But with every way that you're handling this, screams that, then he should be gone. Because if he returns, to me, like, this is a guy who has been one of the most important members of your franchise in the last 15 years.
And you're going to need on your side.
And has a huge influence in that locker room. And I don't think the Chiefs have been very helpful. I'll just say since the season ended to put him.
They're treating him the same way they do D Ford.
In a positive light.
Can't do that.
Worse.
Slipping and injured is Zion Williamson. And 36 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson is down.
He blew through his shoe.
Yeah.
Look at his left shoe. He blew completely through the shoe. And then he started holding his right knee. I mean, his shoe blew apart. I've never seen anything like that. Watch when he plants right here. His foot comes out of his shoe. That's unbelievable.
I really hope that was courtesy of ESPN, Dan Shulman, and Jay Billis. I really hope Zion returns. Selfishly. I want to see him play in the tournament because there was a sense of respect that I had for him in the first place, just purely off of where he chose to go. I feel like there's a competitive nature of wanting to really compete for a championship realistically and be under the best tutelage and the best competition that he could be in on a day-to-day basis. And I have huge respect for Zion Williamson for that, and I want to see him at where he's competing in right now in college basketball, the highest level of that, because I feel like he really wants to compete at that highest level. I don't think that these players are weak or anything. I do think for me it screams something to me in a difference with Zion. Like, I had always looked at Ben Simmons odd, and I think there may have been a home thing. I mean, he's from Australia, but I think he was living in Louisiana, that he went to LSU and he went to play under Johnny Johns. When you go to LSU,
that's his name, Johnny Johns?
That was a coach he played under, Johnny Johns. He's been fired since. When you go to LSU, you're not screaming, man, I want to be real competitive to win a championship. Like, I want to play for it. But you're probably not having as many people come to LSU with you as a lot of competition and practice. And Johnny Johns, as you said, who should be fired on the spot, sure as hell ain't one of the elite coaches to challenge yourself to get better. Michael Porter Jr., thinking about going to Washington first, then going to Missouri. I understand following his dad. As I said, I'm not saying these guys are weak. I do think there is a difference of just saying, all right, man, I want to go to the best of the best, potentially one of the top. Like Zion, his stepfather went to Clemson. He's got ties to Clemson. He could have gone to Clemson. There's something about him choosing to go to Duke. There's something about Carl Anthony Towns choosing to go to Kentucky, playing around all these other great players, and him not even being the best recruit at Duke when he arrived.
But doesn't it go to the conversation we had yesterday about Damian Lillard compared to super teams? Like, yeah, Zion wants great competition at Duke, but also if he's having an off night, they can still win. He doesn't have to be the number one, or at least going into the season, you would assume. I don't have to do it all because I got superstars all around me, while Michael Porter Jr., Ben Simmons, when they go to their respective schools, they understand, oh, this is me. If we go anywhere, if I get to the tournament, it's going to be because of my hard work. I don't know which one reflects a higher desire of competition.
Yeah, at that place, though, I feel like you challenge yourself the most when you're
the practices are tougher.
Coaching, you challenge yourself, in my opinion, going to play for Calipari, Coach K, Izzo, then Konzo Martin, and I think Konzo is a great coach. I think Konzo's a good coach. So, but I think you challenge yourself when you go.
In that the coach can actually challenge you, because if someone tries to step it to Ben Simmons, he goes, what are you going to do, sit me?
Yeah, I think, and these are people who have been very successful and the best at what they do. And I think there's a challenge there, and I think there's a challenge with the teammates you play with. Mm.
And I never thought of it, like respecting a player more and for joining this super college program.
I respect that, because when you go to Duke, you could want to be a one and done. That's fine, you'll be a one and done. But when you go to Duke and you play under Coach K, a championship is what you're looking for. When you're Michael Beasley and you go to K-State, when you could have challenged yourself and gone, it's a different thought process. So I do respect him for that, and I feel like he is somebody who wants to compete at the highest level and compete at a Final Four or a championship, and I hope he gets the chance to do that. Coming up, I really hate when I have to admit when you're right, Vern.
Why?
Why? Because you love to rub it in.
Touche.
And you really might be on this one. And it's a serious thing to my sports heart. And I'm really getting scared, because something happened yesterday that really reminded me that Vern really might be right on this.
Right. Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Sir didn't catch just asked two of the stupidest questions.
Yeah, well, what he said.
Well, first,
keep working on those bars, cats.
First, sort of with three computers in front of him, screams to us, hey, Cheez-It, is Cheez-It and Pringles made by the same people? Like everyone has that answer at the ready. And then Cats came, hey, did you guys know that I was going to change the words to the song number one yesterday? And Vern just looks at Cats and says, how the hell are we supposed to know that?
Honestly, how would we know that? How would we get in your brain and know that you're going to change the lyrics?
He did tell me that he was going to change that, but I did not tell you. Nor, I don't know why I
would. Okay, well, that makes it less that stupid, Cats.
So you win. Well, you win with the stupid question. Right. Sorry, Kit.
Yeah. Yeah. Serta's the dumb one.
Oh, God. But the reason I'm guessing he was talking about the Pringles stuff is, I don't know why. I don't know what the hell I'm doing right now. But my eyes hurt. No, let me get to this. I said I hate when you're right. And you slid this in.
And that's
in.
Annoying. It's annoying when people say that.
I do. You slid this in the other day where you said, I'm really, I don't know if you said excited.
Interested.
Or interested to see me fall out of love with Kansas basketball. And I've told you, and I've been very transparent, the Chiefs and the Royals, I just don't watch and have the same diehard emotion the same way that I had before working in this job. Like, Chiefs losses used to just stick with me for about 3-4 days. Like, I would be really struggling. A playoff loss, good night for, a week, 2 weeks. Royals, well, you know. But Kansas basketball is still like the one that I still have that childhood fandom into it.
Real quick update. Speaking of Kansas basketball, Bill Self on Marcus Garrett says he'll be available Saturday at Texas Tech. Not sure, though, if he'll play him. But he will be available.
Yep. But yesterday, the Kansas from the Kansas side, they came out and said that LaMelo Ball, they had not spoken with LaMelo Ball. They haven't been recruiting LaMelo Ball. If you missed it yesterday, LaMelo Ball had come out that USC, he had said USC and Kansas were recruiting him. The first thing when I heard that, I felt like, understanding what Kansas has shown us here recently, I feel like Kansas is lying. That was my first maneuver. And my first thought process is Kansas is lying. They spoke to him. Because that's what they've had a propensity to do here down the stretch. Here
the
lately.
Report from Matt Tate.
Yeah.
Sources within the Kansas basketball program tell me that Kansas is not recruiting LaMelo Ball.
I feel like they're lying. Because that's what Kansas that's what they've been doing here lately. And I hate that. And then as soon as I thought it, I thought to myself, damn it, Vern's right. Yeah. Like, this might, I hope to God it doesn't happen, but this might. Like, when that starts being my first thought process of, they're lying.
Because most Kansas fans can scroll past. They don't have to dive into the minutia day in and day out like you do. Same thing happened to me in my final year working in Michigan. I almost started to hate the Michigan football program. Because of the way that I was being treated, the things that I learned about what's going on behind the scenes. Yeah, the more you investigate a college program or a professional team, you're going to start to detest certain lies that they put forth, certain changes. Because growing up, you have a certain expectation and a certain belief of what their core values are. And as you start to see year in and year out and watch it closer and closer, you watching it closer than even most diehard Kansas fans, you learn the truth about
it. But I don't want that to go. I don't like that is the.
All right, let's make a deal then. We don't talk about Kansas.
Well, we can't do that.
Well, then deal with it. You're going to hate Kansas basketball by this time in 2021.
You think to 2021 is when it will completely go away for me?
I mean, we could even say we started in July of 18, July of 2020. You will be no longer this diehard, standing up, pacing, losing your damn mind, cussing at everyone on the screen when you watch Kansas basketball.
What are you talking about?
when we were out at winning streaks.
Yeah, I forgot. You watched a game with me.
Like, everyone, not only did you have, it was just so quick, the jabs that you had for all of them. Yeah, go ahead, take that shot, you stupid.
Yeah, that went, like,
Billy Preston, Silvio D'Souza, Cliff Alexander.
This LeGerald Vick situation.
LeGerald Vick.
Yeah, it's. I feel like my first.
You don't speak for most Kansas fans. I don't believe most Kansas fans are getting as. I wouldn't say you're disgusted, but upset with what you're learning about Bill Self and what you're learning about this Kansas basketball program. Even though I do think that whatever is upsetting you about Kansas basketball is prevalent at all of the other blue blood schools.
Yes.
Like, people, after they leave Syracuse, they normally can't stand Jim Boeheim. They normally see the ugly underbelly of Syracuse basketball. I don't know why I'm bringing up Jim Boeheim. He's having a tough enough day. But that was just the first team that came to my mind.
From the 913, but should you hate it when you also know the most other programs lie and cheat? As bad as it is, it's not even the cheating and stuff. It is the way they're handling real situations with some of these kids. Like, they are, and maybe this is something that when you dig deeper into it, you see more. Like, they're just throwing these kids out as a shield right now in front of them, and none of them have any troubles or any concern. Like, when my first mindset is they're liars over something over as minimal as LaMelo Ball, I know it's starting to get to me. Like, it took a turn when I felt like the handling of Peters with the Chiefs took another turn for me into right. how I look at them. So, some of the other recruiting stuff, that's the game. But the stuff that's going on with Silvio.
So there was never a point of your fandom where you thought Kansas was above board?
No, God, no. Okay. Hell no. I know that's the game. Like, I know Andrew Wiggins didn't just stroll up here. Right. I know that's the game. But they seem to be willing to throw kids right in front of their faces.
Well, it's easy to like K-State basketball. They take on Oklahoma State coming up on Saturday, 2 o'clock, our coverage right here on 610 Sports Radio. The Bruce Weber Show tonight at 7. That follows Cody Tapp and our Royals insider, Cody Tapp, with Hot Stove tonight at 6 o'clock right here on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
From the 816, let me stop you right there, Ron. You're a liar. As soon as those kids somehow make a magical run in the Sweet 16 this year, you're going to throw everything you said away.
Mm. I agree.
I agree with that texture.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You're not
there yet, though.
Yeah, I'm not
there.
You
don't hate Kansas.
I hope.
Oh, they'll get you back, of course.
Yeah,
you still love
them. I'm still pacing now. Yeah. I feel it slowly slipping away into how it did with the Chiefs and Ryle.
Will you make it to the next presidential election? I say no.
Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
New York Post reporter Paul Schwartz.
Oh, Paul?
Yeah, Big Paul. Tweeted that the star safety, Landon Collins, had not cleaned out his locker, which was earlier reported by Josina Anderson. But then Landon Collins decided to respond to the tweet by saying, "The stuff in that locker that I have left, I do not need."
I love the use of "do not."
Oh, yeah, and I love Schwartzy.
"I do not need those things anymore."
Yeah.
Normally you take the contraction.
Josina going to be hot. Hot. And he made her look bad like that.
Now, she responded to the tweet.
Oh, I know she responded.
What did she say? She wasn't happy. She responded.
Just a bunch of exclamation points. Yeah,
she just wasn't happy.
Eyeball emoji?
Yeah, you don't want to piss off her.
Oh. We all know that,
we
Ron.
Know that. We know. You don't want to piss. Damian Woody knows it. We know. You don't want to piss off Josina Henderson.
It's a damn shame what she did to Damian Woody.
Damn shame. And his family.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Bet your bottom dollar. Bet your bottom dollar. From the text line, from the 913, yes, Pringles and Cheez-It is made by the same company. Believe it or not, over half Cheez-Its are made right here in Kansas City.
Are you kidding me?
Come on now.
No, I'm dead serious. Are you serious, Clark?
You serious, Clark? You serious, Clark?
I. There, I don't know if I'd put anything above Cheez-Its.
I love Cheez-Its. Love that.
Do you know the variety of Cheez-Its? Snack mix, hot and spicy. These duos that they have out, they have a bacon and sharp cheddar duo. They have a, what's that, Parmesan and Colby Jack combo. The white cheddar. Man. I knew there was something I loved about Kansas City.
Your Cheez-Its? Your Cheez-Its. So it's funny. Shaq and Charles Barkley.
Doritos is the only thing that comes close to Cheez-Its.
Shaq and Charles Barkley are doing this celebrity crunch classic. And there's one Shaq who's team Cheez-Its. And then Charles is team Pringles.
Diesel.
I'm Pringles every time.
Oh, no.
I'm Pringles. Yeah. Cheez-Its
no.
are...
No, let him make his case.
Cheez-Its are cool, right? And I like the white cheddar better than the other one. Mm. But Pringles, oh, hell, man. Give me that sleeve, that little can of Pringles. Oh, man, I'd sit in one setting and just drill the bad.
Do you have a reason?
I don't even got no need to dip them into nothing. I just, ooh.
No, hey, listen. I am a chip connoisseur. The sour cream and onion, Pringles.
Come on, man.
You can, and the thing that's great about Pringles is you can eat like
seven at one time. You could just stuff the puppies in. That got like a nacho cheese one that is also very
Pizza's
good in my
not
heart.
Bad. I like Woo! The pizza ones.
I go cheese. Listen, I'm just – cheese has just never been my deal. I'm Pringles over Cheez-Its 100% of the time, twice on Thursday.
I feel like you're showing your age and how you, since maybe having children, you've got a little out of touch. Because I feel
because I've had children that my preference has changed.
Nice cold Coca-Cola all day, every day.
Man, why don't you shut up? What the hell are you talking about?
That's a Coca-Cola.
Pairs really well with the Cheez-It.
Let me think about that. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, I could.
No, you can't. Cheez-Its at a. Just make it. Go ahead, man.
Feel like you are somewhat out of touch, and it might be because since you've settled down, you got a family now. But I feel like a lot of people of your ilk, older.
You're older than me.
When they think of Cheez-It, they just think of the regular regular Cheez-It. What the Cheez-It community has been offering to the public of late, the options are endless.
So they are at Pringles.
Yeah, but it's the same like chip throughout. If you get a Cheez-It party mix,
that's not real Cheez-Its. Because it's
what
it's,
does it say added. On the box?
They've
Ron?
Added
that's
stuff
not
to
real
it.
Cheez-Its.
They've added the snack mix isn't just Cheez-Its, right? And it like some
they got these like white puff
that's not.
Well, then you can only eat original Pringles.
Yeah, right. Thanks, sir.
No, you can eat Cheez-Its with the different flavors. You're adding different things in.
See, like this, from the 816, Protein House, eat with a purpose, text line 69306, Cheez-Its in tomato soup. Yes, that's good. I agree with you, but I feel like if you're presenting that early on, you, like show, are out of touch.
Let's get it right now.
We're doing so much more nowadays.
Protein House, oh, it's we now. Protein House, eat with a purpose, text line 69306. Are you team Vern, team Cheez-Its, or are you team show? Team Pringles. Oh, God, I didn't know Pringles had a honey mustard.
Gross.
Sick.
I tried. That's disgusting. Oh, God, man. That cheddar and sour cream. Oh,
sick.
God.
That's gross, too. Text line really trying to change my whole damn life. First of all, you're right about the pepper jack and the extra toasty. I'm with you. Cheez-Its with the Slim Jim from the 785. That sounds fantastic. From the 816, Cheez-Its are for stuffy white people.
Cheez-Its in the freezer will change your life?
Whoa, what?
I don't believe that.
The salt? Oh, have you had the salt and vinegar Pringles?
No, I don't like salt and vinegar.
Yeah, the Memphis barbecue Pringles?
I'll try those.
Oh, come on now.
That's just right. Listen to this from the 660. You take Cheez-Its, add a little canola oil, ranch powder, red pepper flakes, shake it up, bake them in 15 minutes. Outstanding.
Yeah, I'm doing too much. See, like right here, the mega sticks for Pringles. I don't count that.
Can we go buy some Cheez-Its and Pringles
I'm not sharing. No, those are mine.
They got them in the kitchen.
Oh, I'll eat. No, but they only have they don't even have white cheddar in the kitchen.
Yeah,
they just have the regular ones.
Yeah, what?
Which have the perfect amount of salt on.
Oh, yeah, do they? Oh, they do have dessert Pringles. Oh,
gross.
Yeah.
What?
Gross my ass.
Did you say we're doing too much?
Pringles? Yeah, they're doing too much.
They have like chocolate on them?
So they've got a white chocolate Pringle.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting.
Those Tabasco Cheez-Its? Oh,
the
you
white
don't
cheddar
know,
Cheez-Its.
You better find
they
out.
They are fantastic. They are.
Team Bugles?
Get the hell
Nobody
out.
Likes
now,
go to
hell.
Now,
listen.
Nobody
now.
Likes
now, listen.
Bugles.
Now. Yeah. Cheez-Its and try to slip themselves. Basically, yes, totally agree with Joe. Cheez-Its try to slip themselves in some damn Chex Mix. That's what they tried to do. And that ain't Cheez-Its. That is not Cheez-Its. No damn Chex Mix. And are adding those hard, round things. That
well,
are, what
no,
are those called?
Chex
Mix. Yes,
oh,
Chex
the little
Mix.
Circle things? God. Oh, those are the best. It goes little
but
circle things.
But those don't count as Cheez-Its, man.
It goes little circle things, the white puffs, and then the cheese.
But
the
those
pretzels are last.
Those don't count as Cheez-Its.
We haven't even talked about the grooves yet.
When we talked about the wavy Pringles, they've got a wavy Applewood smoked cheddar.
Are you at their website right
yeah,
now?
I'm right over here getting hungry as hell. About to lose my everlasting mind out of here. The Pringles every time to me, man. I'm sorry. I'm not
Zesty
gonna say
cheddar ranch grooves. I think I put those in your face. You're smiling ear to ear.
I'm not saying that I have
ranch?
I'm not saying I hate.
You're always going on about ranch.
I love ranch. Ranch is so wonderful. I mean, the Peanut and Old Charlie's two places have great ranches. I'm just saying I enjoy Cheez-Its. The white cheddar ones are my favorite personally, but they, in my opinion, don't hold a candle to Pringles.
Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line 69306. From a quick look at the aforementioned text line, it really looks like Cheez-Its are running away with this one. Keep those texts coming in. Let's put Joe and the rest of these Pringles people.
They're better.
Really put them in their place.
From the 816, why does the show still run? I'm convinced Joe and Vern have some really good blackmail material on upper management or all right contracts.
Airtight contracts.
What kind?
I got blackmail on everything.
What can we do as listeners to further express our displeasure? The crazy thing about it, sir, is we get our ratings later on today, but it must really piss you off because they keep asking us to do more things.
Just don't acknowledge that. So we're going into a meeting with the boss today. We're going to find out how bad our ratings are. No.
Going to eat a bunch of Cheez-Its.
That's right.
But
no,
I don't
we're going to eat Pringles.
Going to the meeting together.
We're going to eat Pringles.
I don't know why, prior to this meeting with Steven Spector, our boss, you are on the air acknowledging how displeased our listeners are with our program.
Well, that's just that guy.
From the Twitter
maybe
accounts.
Maybe 11 others.
Of.
I don't really care about the meeting with him because I really don't.
I'm trying to
move
on.
I care about
All right.
Well, he's.
I asked a question that I thought would have a straightforward answer, but instead you're going to take a shot at our boss. That's.
Don't even get me started with it.
From the Twitter account of Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, quote, sent a letter to the NCAA asking them to take another look at the penalties levied against the Missouri athletics program. These sanctions negatively and directly punish student athletes and coaches who had nothing to do with the charges and could deter future self-reporting. It is my hope that the NCAA will revisit this case and not punish today's upstanding Missouri athletes because of isolated violations that occurred several years ago. That's, again, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt sending a letter to the NCAA going, give us a break.
Of all people, you would think are supposed to be expressing how much education should be valued and how education should be valued over sports, you would think it would be the guy of his position, Roy Blunt. He's coming out and trying to wave the flag for the athletic teams. You got to be kidding me. And the thing about it is he'll be successful probably. He'll probably have people in the state that want to vote for him. But you would think that the biggest priority at the university should be the education, should be academics, and should be the trust of academics.
Let me just read one more part. As a former university president, I believe the sanctions levied by the NCAA's Committee on Infractions were overreaching, especially considering the university was transparent and open during the process of the investigation. He's saying the same things that Jim Sterk said to the guys on the drive earlier this week, but I love this part. Student athletes are being told they cannot pursue championships at the highest level and can no longer chase their dreams because of isolated violations that occurred years ago.
Now, we talked about it. We understand why Jim Sterk is doing it.
I mean, we know why Roy Blunt is doing it as well. I mean, he's doing it because it works. There are a lot of Mizzou fans that, depending on, doesn't
we'll
matter what side
up.
Of the aisle,
we'll eat
you're a Mizzou
up.
Fan. You hear this guy supporting and sending a letter to the NCAA. It could earn him another couple thousand votes, and that's
yeah.
what they're all working for.
Yeah, let's care about the football team.
It's a university, shouldn't be, a public university.
Shouldn't be about the education and whatever.
You know it'll work.
No, it will. You're
right.
You
know it'll work.
I think last night we saw a major glimpse, Vern. A major glimpse why Zion, to hell with LeBron, why Zion cannot be the next all-time great player.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back here to the show, a place where we are tempted to be micromanaged, but I will not allow it by our boss, because that's what he's really good at doing, apparently, is our boss. We find out our ratings today from him. Hopefully that'll be the quick end of the meeting. Really kind of getting over him.
Stop. We're in 15th. I love how you act like we have some sort of leg to stand on. Let's go in there and let's just say thank you. Thank you. Back.
I would like to have a really good relationship with Mr. Spector, but he doesn't seem to want to do that. He wants to swing his stick.
He does want to do that, though, and he's a great leader.
Sort of, you can't even come across as authentic. Like, that sounded like you were solely kissing up to the boss.
Well, he seems to be doing more than that. Seems to be like your head is...
I very much have enjoyed the rule of Steven Spector here at 610 Sports Radio. Come on, man.
Look, I got your back when it comes to him judging your wardrobe.
What is it
but
that
you
love so much?
You are taking it too far right now. This is unnecessary.
Like but why does he do things during the breaks to try to get me to this, whatever?
It's certainly not to bring it up on the air. It's advice. It's encouragement. It's a push.
No, that's
it's
not
challenging.
Advice. That's not advice.
It's being a boss. Calm down.
That's not advice. He's trying to swing his stick.
He gave me a gift card
last
week.
I'm about over it. I'm sure he did. Well, yeah, that's probably why you love his rule. He's going to string you out. You'll never be number two. Just going to string you out. You're going to look up 5 years from now thinking, oh, that was supposed to be the
would you stop it?
Assistant.
I mean, BK is coming.
It seems really dark.
BK is
dark. It seems like he just, I'm looking out for you,
it's getting
brother.
Really real right
I'm now. Looking out for you because this is the type of a guy he feels like he's showing to be in the short time that he's been our program director. Like the, hey, I'll lead you. And he knows he's got you to kiss his ass. Yesterday, I think we saw one of the top reasons why I don't believe Zion can be. We've heard Scottie Pippen, who I believe is just drunk. I'm not kidding. I'm not even saying seatbelts.
Stop.
I believe
Scottie, I'll say seatbelts.
I won't. I believe Scottie Pippen has been drinking before he's coming on the air.
Oh, man.
He's the one who said that Zion's the best prospect since Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan wasn't even a great prospect when he came out. He's the greatest.
He might have CTE. Because he does forget things that he once said. He does change it up.
Or E&J. Or Erkenjerk, as some of my uncles would call it.
He said LeBron was better than Michael Jordan. Then, like 2 months later, said that LeBron would never be anything close to Michael Jordan.
I've never heard either of those things you just said. E&J?
You ain't never heard of E&J?
Erkenjerk?
Erkenjerk. Yeah. Erkenjerk. E&J. Brandy.
I used to drink that when I was like 17.
Brandy. Erkenjerk. You ain't never heard of Erkenjerk.
What is it?
Brandy. E&J. Have you ever heard of E&J?
Brandy the drink?
Yes.
Or the singer?
Not Brandy Norwood.
Brandy the alcohol.
Oh. Oh, that's what Scotty's drink?
I feel like he's on that
Erkenjerk. I've never heard of either of those.
Really?
Things. I apologize.
That is surprising. To think Mr. Grunge here has heard of it and you hadn't? Wow.
I don't understand.
Surprising.
Why wouldn't Mr. Grunge know about it?
Also,
if I had to booze, if I had to pick between the two of you, who would have first known what Erkenjerk was or E&J was, I'd have probably gone with you, Vern.
Oh, I would have guessed Vern too.
You were raised on Motown. I feel like you might slip into a little Erkenjerk. But no,
it's weird we bring up Brandy on the same day that Boeheim stuff happens. Just odd.
Back to drinking Scotty. He has said that the Lakers, if they had Phil Jackson this year, they could win a title if he was the coach.
Right.
Like, Scotty has just let it go. He's high as a kite. And no seatbelts to that. But I think we saw yesterday what could be a precursor with Zion is I think injuries can possibly be a real issue for him in the future. I think when you look at his size, this man's listed right now 6'7", 285. What did you say, Vern? He'd be the heaviest NBA player in the league.
It'd be between him and Boban.
Yes. With that weight he's carrying, and we'll see, maybe there's something he does with his body and he changes, but with that weight he's carrying, and you could see knee problems being an issue. Yesterday was a freak thing with the shoe, but he has to me a potential where you look at him and think, man, this guy could be a wrecker of the league. But if he has a real Amari Stoudemire feel to me, like this is a guy who is a all pro first, second team, like always an all star, a person that is one of the best players, one of the real athletes in the league. But his knees are giving him problem. And I think with his weight and his body type can worsen that for him. I think that is a big – because the thing about LeBron is he never gets hurt until this year. Like the injury thing, he never gets hurt.
Right.
And I could see Zion with his body type, his knees, and his body type on top of those knees, I can see him missing seasons.
Stoudemire still made 6 All-Star games. That's a pretty good career if you can get it. Like, if Zion could still do that, I don't think he's fallen short of expectations. If he has the career of Amare Stoudemire, I think he should take that.
Oh,
really? For one, is...
People are building him as...
Yeah, but I think that's just because you need something to talk about this
season.
You
think so?
I've never looked at Zion and thought he's going to be the next LeBron.
Okay, what do you have his ceiling being?
He could be like a... perennial all-star, sure. I mean,
really,
but that's how I view Amari Stoudemire. I don't look at him as a Hall of Fame.
I just don't do that because I, and I know you do too, but I respect how freakishly talented LeBron is and how you could not have predicted it going any better than what LeBron, how LeBron's career has played out. Injury-wise, living up to every little bit of hype. No, I don't think that Zion can live up to every little bit of hype. Most of these guys, when they come out of college, they don't.
Yeah, I don't think – I think he could – oh, I think the ceiling for him is to be – no, I'm not going to say he's going to be LeBron or Jordan, but to be the next guy.
Or Durant.
In his
like,
in
I don't
his
look at
time.
Him like he's going to be one of the 15 greatest players
like,
of all time.
I can see
that's
him.
Where Durant is.
I think the effect that he's going to have on the game, like I think the effect of everything in the way that they're different players, but if you understand where I'm going with this, the effect of outside and everything, I think he could have the effect of a Steph Curry, Iverson, someone where it is off, like he is so known, like he could be
he
one
could.
Of the-
He could. I don't know his personality.
That's the ceiling. The ceiling is what I'm saying is, and if he became Omari Stoudemire, I think he would fall very short of that.
Stoudemire had a very nice career.
Oh,
sure,
he did.
It was
he
sidelined.
Did. He
but
did. It's injuries, but no, I think many people really like we say like Harold Miner was supposed to be Baby Jordan.
Right.
We say that, but I feel like Zion is really a guy where they think he is going to be the next thing.
I got big news on the women from the TV show Sister Sister coming out of San Diego. We don't have time for it right now, but I'll get to it in the 1 o'clock hour. And I want to get your reaction to this, Ron.
This is gonna be a garbage.
From Sister Sister?
That's right.
I don't even know.
T and Tamara. Yeah. Big news coming up next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.